stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
We welcome you aboard our Highway of God.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Monorail Tales. I really am so excited to be doing this show tonight, as I know we're in for a great time with all the special guests we have on this episode. Back in August of last year, the podcast crew had so much fun playing the game of why their hometown state should become a pavilion in the World Showcase at Epcot. So much so that we thought we would repeat the show by using three new states along with three new teams. For those that might have missed the original game, just go back to episode 191, where South Carolina, Georgia, and West Virginia was represented. In this game, there are four rounds to be played with certain criteria to match for each round, and state fair ribbons will be awarded per round to their teams for their efforts on saying why they should win the spot for the Epcot Pavilion. Our game host will explain the scoring when we get to that point in the game, as well as the criteria to match for each round. So, playing tonight, should be a drum roll here, but anyway, playing tonight will be Jeff and Carly representing the great state of Ohio, Dave and Tony Ann representing the great state of Florida, Bill and Annette representing the great state of New Jersey. And just so you know, we will get to know more about the players as the show goes on. So listeners, what state will you be voting for? Will it be Ohio, Florida, or New Jersey? Well, let's not waste any more time and get this show started by introducing your host for the show, Mr. Rick Forbes, who, by the way, is representing the great state of denial. Over to you, Rick.
What? I'm not denying anything. All right, so moving on, since Sheila gave me that wonderful introduction, we are just going to go ahead and discuss the rules of the game. Each of you will have a chance to present your pavilion in four different areas of judging. The first round will be theming. The second round will be attractions. The third round is dining. And the fourth round is shopping. So I hope you've all come prepared. And the theming, the first one is the main wiener, which will draw people into your tower for or your pavilion. For example, the Eiffel Tower in France. The second part of theming is what would the cast members' costumes be? Because every good pavilion has to have a good costume. And what would be your mascot? Meet and greets, characters, and so on. Round two will be an attraction or a ride based on your local area. Describe and name the ride. And a stage show, give it a name and what kind of stage show would it be. So are we all ready to get started?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. And we drew numbers backstage before we started. Team New Jersey didn't give me a number, so they don't count. And the closest team was Team Ohio.
Was it the 0.4 that got us over the mark there, Bill or Rick?
Yeah, it must have been the 0.4 on your number, Jeff. And I don't know if it's going to give you an advantage or if it will just make you more nervous. So are you guys ready?
We are.
We're going to set the bar.
All right. Well, if you go in with lower expectations, you won't be as disappointed, right?
Exactly.
That's why I got married.
Awesome.
All right, so we are starting with theming?
Yes. Start with your wiener. What's the biggest wiener in Ohio?
Okay, so we are starting
with... I think
with...
that's Jeff, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. We're starting with the combination of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the National Football Hall of Fame. So we are going to combine elements of each of those Hall of Fame amazingness items from Ohio into one Epcot building. And we would combine it by era. So all of the, you know, football inductees from the 50s would be in with all of the music rock greats from the 50s. So that would be our main attraction, the main event, the main draw in the Ohio Pavilion.
The main wiener, you may say.
Or that. I can't. So then next we've got, we have cast member costumes, right?
Yes. Cast member costumes.
So we thought the cast member costumes would be a mixture of the football era jerseys that they could be wearing from different people who are inside the Football Hall of Fame, as well as like band t-shirts from concerts or various artists or musicians and everything that's in the Rock Hall of Fame. So they are, you could do either or depending
on. Jackets with flare pins on it, over the top rock looking outfits. Obviously team uniforms, so you know, if you're feeling like padding under those nice shoulders or above those nice shoulders, have at it. So a little more laid back look in the Ohio Pavilion, because you know, I mean, if we're out of our pajamas, it's a good day,
right? Yeah, I was gonna ask if it's a little more casual than some of the other costumes.
Yes, we are definitely not the Ritzy France Pavilion.
No, we're jeans and t-shirts kind of communities here.
Yes. And then our mascot, our meet and greet character, we went with the amazing Launchpad
McQuack.
Launchpad McQuack. Because Ohio is the birthplace of aviation. We had the Wright brothers. So
John Glenn with his air flights and... he's all from Ohio as well, so that kind of fits in with the whole Hall of Fame thing, too. It's the first in flights, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I can get behind that. Yeah, well, at first I was like, how on earth are you going to tie Launchpad McQuack to Ohio?
I wanted to make sure that we had a Disney character. We thought about lots of things. We've got, you know, Fiona the Hippo, who is a big star in the Cincinnati Zoo, but she doesn't really have the Disney flair, even though she's adorable. So Launchpad McQuack it was.
All right. So moving on to the next team, Dave and Tony Ann, do you want to tell us all about your wiener in Florida?
Well, you don't want to know what my husband says about Florida and wieners. It kind of goes with Homer Simpson, what he says about Florida. It's America's wiener, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Our wiener, Dave?
Yes. Oh, okay. Our wiener. Okay. Is going to be a big swamp buggy because, mm-hmm. you know, we're in the swamps of Florida. So, what better to attract these kids and stuff? It's going to be like a big monster truck mm-hmm. that goes to the swamps. So that's going to be our big wiener.
Yes. Our cast members will be wearing costumes. Little known fact, the Lilly Pulitzer company comes from Florida. She before she passed away, she lived in Palm Beach. So these are going to be Lilly Pulitzer, not designed by her. She's passed, but her company. Lilly Pulitzer, the colors, the bright colors, and it's going to have flamingos and alligators. The costumes will have the bright Florida colors, the pinks and the greens, and like you would imagine from the Lilly Pulitzer line of clothing. Was there something else you wanted on the costumes besides flamingos and gators, Dave?
Well, it could be like
turtles,
animal crackers. You know, everything: gators, herrings, turtles, shrimp, blue crabs, seagulls, iguanas, monkeys, boa constrictors, because we have those here. They're not native, but we have them. Maybe even some mosquitoes. Who knows?
We love mosquitoes. We were looking at what else was it we needed? Rick, remind me what we're talking about here.
Your mascot.
Oh, Dave, our mascot. Go for it. You got that.
Oh, well, we got a couple of mascots. We're going to have the Florida Man as our mascot.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
he'll be dressed in a cut-off plaid shirt, sleeveless, with cut-off blue jean shorts.
Absolutely. Work boots.
And a work boots and a mullet. Of course, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be having a mullet, a big one. So that's going to be our mascot, the Florida Man.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad your Florida Man has clothes on.
Of course. Now. What kind of state do you think this is?
Well, I mean, that costume certainly could have come from West Virginia. So,
and
I did hear somebody mention something about a Florida wiener.
It depends on how short the cutoffs are.
Exactly.
Now, do you want our meet and greet with this one, too?
Yeah, let's have it.
Okay. We're going to have a meet and greet. We're going to have a skunk ape, better known as a swamp ape.
What's that?
And it's a swamp ape, like the Bigfoot, you know, Sasquatch. Oh,
like yeah, a cryptid.
In Florida, we have what's called a skunk ape or a swamp ape. The Seminole Indians used to call them the Esti Kapkaki, tall man.
This is Monorail Tales. We did research, people. That's what, you know, because I know how you people are.
Is it scented?
Absolutely. It's got skunk scent on it.
Awesome. I hope it's more realistic than the Figment attraction.
That's just coffee, the Figment attraction.
It's labeled a skunk. Are you saying that Disney's lying to us?
It's just coffee. It's just burnt coffee. Yes.
Yeah.
Harumph. All right. Well, do you guys have anything else as far as your theming that you want to share with us?
Well, there's just going to be bright colors and Florida colors. You know, I just want to tell you something about the state of Florida. Because I looked into bringing IP into the pavilion, and really there is no good Disney IP to bring in. I looked up movies that happened in Florida. Magic Mike. I didn't think that would pass muster. Sharknado 3. And all three Porky's movies, they all took place in Florida. So that's what I had to work with, just letting you know.
You're missing the biggest, and this is not a stretch, but you have to think about this one. Disney IP is the Golden Girls. Come on.
True. Okay.
This has nothing to do with anything else.
He's giving me ideas now.
Yeah. You had to go with that, but... was I have a picture of a house on the way they did the backlock tour.
Right.
That I thought was the Golden Girls house. It was not. It took me years and years to figure out what that picture was. It actually shows up in some other movie. But yeah, so just a little tidbit of information. It was not the Golden Girls house, but the one that was next to it because I took the wrong picture.
Oh, my goodness. Bill's just trying to help because he wants to be a Florida man someday.
Oh, well, he'll fit right in.
I want to be a Florida cracker because that's the best beer that they have for that one it makes for a Florida man. I can't remember what it's called. We can't advertise for alcohol in here, so that's beside the point.
Who are you playing for, mister?
I love everyone.
Oh,
I am a player for everyone.
So does that mean Annette's going to have to pull the weight for New Jersey?
Yeah, pretty much.
You want me to go first, Bill?
Yeah, and she's going first, by the way. So okay. Take it away, girl.
All right. Does New Jersey have a wiener in it?
Yes, we do. Actually, our governor's a wiener, but that's beside the point. No, he's really not. He's really good. Okay. Well, I like to call it our icon, and that would be a lighthouse, since we are famous for our beaches. And the lighthouse would be surrounded by violets, because that is our state flower. And it would have a huge exit 82 sign on it, because New Jersey is all about when you ask someone, where do you live? They say, what exit? What exit? So that's what ours would look like. That would be the attraction.
Is there significance to the exit 82?
Yeah, that's the exit you get off for the Jersey Shore where we are, where the show Jersey Shore was filmed.
Oh.
Where Bill and I live.
So you guys are all gym tan laundry?
Say again?
You're gym tan and laundry?
Just laundry. Jim would put me out of commission. Tan would make my skin look like leather. So no, just laundry. In order to get into our pavilion, however, you can't just walk in. You have to pass our pavilion and take the first jug handle you come to, which will bring you back around to the other side of the street, and you can get into our pavilion because New Jersey is famous for its jug handles. And for those who don't know what that is, some states have roundabouts or circles. What we do is we go past the place we want to be at, and we take a right-hand turn, go around a semicircle, come to a traffic light, and wait there until we can get across the road and make a left-hand turn across that road. So there's no left-hand turns allowed on the highways. So that's what a jug handle is. We will have a mascot. And considering we're mostly beaches here, our mascot's going to be a seagull. We could call him Scuttle. I don't know if that would sit well with anyone because he's not a really nice seagull. His purpose at the meet and greet is to do what the seagulls do around here, and that's to scavenge. Anything you are eating, they will come and take right out of your hands and fly away with it and eat it. I once was driving my daughter to school in the morning. It was a garbage pickup morning and saw a seagull with an entire slice of pizza in his beak, just standing there trying to figure out how to eat it. I kid you not. So we're going to have a seagull. Meet and greet, you're on your own. Okay, he can eat your food and then drop it all over you when he's done. But that means you'll have to buy more food. And that's how it should be. Spend, spend, spend.
Even though your pavilion will be at Disney World, if a seagull steals the food, they're not going to replace it for free. The magic won't be there.
Not in my pavilion. No.
The magic is gone.
And JPEG's taking notes right now. Like, oh, I like this one.
Yeah, he probably is. He's thinking, you know, this could work out for us. We could sell five times as much food. As far as our cast members, they will be dressed in lifeguard costumes. Their name tags will look like beach badges. And a beach badge gets you, it's a pass that you buy either daily, weekly, or seasonally that gets you onto the beach. Nothing is free here. You must pay to get on the beach. And I think over here, Bill, what are our beach badges now? They're up to like $70 a season.
That's something correct. Like
$65, $70.
I just bought two that we didn't use all season last year. So, yeah.
See, now, if you were a senior, it would only be $15. But that's another story.
Is that to park at the beach or just to walk on the beach?
Just to get on the beach. Just to get on the beach.
From Memorial Day to Labor Day. If you go right now, I can walk up to the beach and just take a walk without paying. But they have badge checkers up there all summer.
Oh, yes.
And they carry crossbows. Let me tell you, they're really bad. I used to be one. I hated that job.
To park, you have to pay an extra parking fee for that.
Right. There's parking. There's metered parking. But if you know the way around my town, especially the main area, Seaside Heights, is all metered parking. The entire town. Seaside Park, if you walk up two blocks away from the beach, it's free parking. So most people like to park in the parking lots up there, and they now have those machines that you can put your debit cards in and pay whatever. It's about, what is it, 25 cents for 10 minutes, I think, to park up there. So you do the math on an hour, and if you're staying on the beach 5 or 6 hours, it's expensive.
Gracious.
In our pavilion, we don't refer to the guests as guests. We refer to them as Bennies, Shoobies, and Pineys. And what that is, most people who come here, we refer to as Benny. That term came around many years ago, and it stood for Bayonne, Elizabeth, Newark, New York. Benny, B-E-N-N-Y. You can substitute other town names for that. When you call someone a Benny now, they think they're being insulted. They don't realize that we're just calling them from their towns. So we like to laugh at that, but they're Bennies. A Shoobie refers to the people who used to come here by train back in the day when there was a train that came over the bay, and by bus. And instead of having suitcases, they used to carry their belongings in shoeboxes with rubber bands wrapped around them, hence the name Shoobies. And a Piney is someone that lives down in the Pine Barrens, which is slightly south of us. So they're just called a Piney. That's no insult to that at all. Bill, do you have anything else to add to that? Did I forget anything?
No, I think you got it all. I think you did a great job on that one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, like Sheila said, we're going to be giving out ribbons, blue for first place, red for second place, and white for third place. And to make it easier to keep track of, it's 3 points for first, 2 points for second, and 1 point for third. And I unfortunately have some news about our judge. It is not me. We do have a special guest judge, and I'm very sorry. I want to apologize to all of you for this.
My. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Everybody know him. Here come the judge. Hey, everybody.
That's a voice.
Did I tell the judge that he's allowed to wear his thong in the Florida Pavilion?
Oh.
Oh, my.
Guess who getting the number 3 point? I hope you know that. I am open to hand greasery and bribery and shmongery.
Well, I mean, we got New Jersey on here, so.
All right,
we can bribe you until the cows come home.
Oh, my, oh, my. Okay, so.
Steve Sanders, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yes. Again, Florida's just not going to make it, I don't think. Ugh. I don't know. We're just going to have to see. Maybe we should have had a quiz. Anyway, let's
maybe start. The Florida man should have had leopard skin tee back instead of
right,
shorts.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to get to that one, Dave. We're going to have fun with that. All right. But you know what? Let's start with Ohio. I really thought this was a great idea using the things that you guys have best, which is the NFL and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's great. I mean, there's so many things that you can include there in your pavilion. Although I would like to say you might be better using your wiener as probably Drew Carey and maybe having everyone dress up in a suit and glasses and a tie. Kind of, I mean, you know, this kind of fits the Ohio look.
Cleveland does rock.
And your mascot loved it. That was absolutely fantastic, that Launchpad McQuack. I do kind of wonder, since I am kind of from the Carolinas.
They stole it. No.
No. I didn't realize you had Kitty Hawk in Ohio. I swear I thought it was in North Carolina, where the first flight actually happened.
No, they did everything at Wright-Patterson over by Dayton. They started here, then just needed to go someplace with a hill to kind of launch it from.
Okay, I know, but where they were at, running around, flapping your arms up and down, it's not the same.
But that's like saying the moon landing happened in Florida because that's where they took off from, you know.
When everyone knows it really happened in a back lot in the desert.
So anyway, that was a great start, guys, for Ohio. Florida. All right. So we have a swamp buggy. I really think that would be great, but since this we're talking about a wiener, maybe you could use the Oscar Mayer wiener car as the swamp buggy and have it, you know, kind of go around your pavilion in mud and things. That would be really cool. I love the idea of Lily Pulitzer, beautiful bright clothes, flamingos and things like that. That is wonderful. I like the idea that you're doing different animals and things like that, because that is very appropriate to California. To Florida. Like you said, the mosquitoes, the lizards, the snakes, occasional poisonous snakes and things like that. So, yeah, that works really well. Your mascot, love it as the Florida man. I think David Spade would probably be able, since he never did Joe Dirt 2, I think you could probably get him to show up at your pavilion.
He's not doing anything else.
Yeah. And so I do have a problem with your meet and greet person, the swamp ape or the skunk ape. I'm just really afraid people are going to think, you know, kind of confuse that. I hope he's animated, very animated, because I don't want people to confuse him with the one at Everest, where you just put a light on him and flash.
Yeah. I love that song from the 70s, that disco ape song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Skunk ape, disco skunk. Never mind.
All right. And now we're to you, Bill. Joyzy.
I'm from Joyzy. You from Joyzy?
My favorite Saturday Night Live skit.
We don't have accents.
Steve, yeah. See, I'm from Jersey, born and raised here. I have no accent.
Whoa. Where were you born? Where were you born?
Nebraska. It's a central, okay. It's central Jersey, right over by. It's down over by. No, I can't think of any town.
Nebraska, in central Jersey.
In my life.
Bill, it's over by Benny Hill.
Yes. It's over by Philadelphia area. But just remember, before you start, you know, we have the Sopranos, we have the Goodfellas, and a lot of those stuff. So just watch what you say, Steve. Be nice to us.
I got friends in New York.
New Jersey is worse.
Matter of fact, there's one of them on the show right now.
Remember that famous scene from The Godfather was filmed in New Jersey. Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
And how come only Tony Ann got that one?
I don't know.
With a name like Tony Ann, I'm guessing she's Italian.
My son's name is Dominic Salvatore.
There you go. So Tony Ann knows about the cannolis.
Sorry.
That sounds awful Sicilian to me. I don't know.
Tony's technically a Benny, so she got insulted by you. So.
All right. So I really like your icon as the lighthouse. That's really neat. I think that your exit 82 probably should be 86th. I do like the jug handles because that could be taken in a whole lot of different ways. I like the fact that your mascot is a seagull. And yes, I think you should call him Scuttle. And I think you should call and have this great story every time that you show up to the lighthouse. And then wait a minute. Let me go back. Okay. So yeah, we'd have a great meet and greet.
There is no exit 86.
Yes. And I like the idea of the lifeguards, and the fact that basically Disney can make a whole lot more money that you charge $70 just for them to come in and walk around a sandy beach at your pavilion.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's for the lightning lane of our beach badge.
Well, that would be $85.
Have to make it $85 for our lightning lane.
Yes, that'd be an extra $15. Thank you very much. So in this round, the blue ribbon goes to Florida. And then because of a small little mistake about flight.
Steve, listen. Did you see what I sent to the group?
Okay, the red ribbon now goes to a different... No.
In 2003, Congress officially declared Ohio as the birthplace of aviation over North Carolina because Dayton was the home of the Wright brothers. I'm just saying.
And who was president then?
A Texan?
Congress decided.
I have friends in Congress. They can change this.
Which state has more representatives, Ohio or...
forget that North one. Yeah, Carolina. I'm out of luck on that one.
Depends if you're talking Senate or the House, man.
Well, I was thinking everybody's House. Got the same amount of senators.
Yeah.
So who's number two, Steve?
The red ribbon will go to Ohio. So, Jersey, this time you did really, really well, but you're getting the white ribbon. And I know you guys will do better next time, but it was a good start for everyone.
Sheila's going to wake up with a horse head in her bed.
Well, she's already got a horse's ass. We'll get the rest of it.
I didn't want to go there, but...
I'm putting him back on mute. Carry on, guys.
All right, so round two, attractions. an attraction or ride based on your local area, and a stage show. So, Ohio, what you got, Jeff and Carly?
I am so excited for this one. So we're going to start with our ride.
Did you take the Beast from Kings Island? Please tell me you did.
We did not. Kings Island is nothing compared to the roller coaster coast, Cedar Point.
The rocket roller coast.
So we went with a ride that we are going to name the Lake Erie Monster. Ohio's got Cedar Point right on Lake Erie. It's got some of the best roller coasters in the world. So we want to take this idea of the Lake Erie Monster, kind of along the same lines as the Loch Ness Monster. But we're going to have this amazing fast-paced roller coaster, which I think we could all agree is missing from Disney and missing from Epcot especially. And we are going to have it start out in the back of our pavilion and slither and snake its way across the front of the pavilion, over the walkway, around the lake in Epcot, and actually go under the water with a nice tunnel, and then back over and serpentine into the Ohio Pavilion again. All of it in awesome Disney themed style. So we're talking, you know, some blue and black dragon scales all along the track so that it hides the track and makes it look nice and Lake Erie monster-esque all the way across. And I also want to tie in some pieces of that awesome Lego monster that we see in the lake over at Disney Springs. So, you know, part of him could kind of be an ornament on the ride sections that are in the water. He could be, you know, sprouting his head up above the water next to that ride. So the Lake Erie Monster.
And then for our stage show, obviously Jungle Jack Hanna was from Ohio, started his thing as a Columbus Zoo was big supporter of that. So we're doing the Jungle Jack Hanna's Animals Rock. So the Animals Rock kind of plays back to our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame aspect of what we do. And we can have some animal animatronics in there, as well as live animals. Kind of like the old stage shows that they used to do on like Letterman, whenever they used to bring out the animals and do or things
Johnny
like
Carson.
That. Johnny Carson. Jungle Jack Hanna was a regular on the Carson show. So he's going to bring out live animals, obviously not him, but people will bring out live animals and have them on the stage, and they'll have a show with some music, some rock music, some classical rock, some...
And, you know, some animals that do really well mashed up with some rock music, like sloths.
Right. That would work good together.
I mean, they do rock out.
They do.
Hanging from trees.
So that would be our stage show that would be built into the pavilion, was the Jungle Jack Hanna Animals Rock.
Awesome. I do love me some Columbus Zoo.
Right. It is like one of the best zoos.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great job, guys. Let's see what Florida has to offer Dave and Tony Ann.
Okay. So our attraction is going to be the Okeechobee Swamp Buggy Ride, along with our weenie, because that's going to draw you in. So you're going to take that same swamp buggy through the swamps of the Everglades in Okeechobee. Now, this ride is going to take you through lakes full of gators, boa constrictors, all kind of stuff. And while you're going through this, you're seeing all this cool stuff and these animals and these gators. And oh, I forgot to tell you that the cast member driving is going to be a Florida man, just by the way. Also, you're going to come across a section where you go down in a hole, and when you get stuck, and the cast member is going to be playing the part. He can't get out. He's trying to get out. And then all of a sudden, the skunk ape comes up, and he's trying to get at you guys in the buggy, and you can't get away. And finally, at the last minute, he gets that thing out of the hole, and he continues on the ride. And you continue on this swamp buggy ride until you're safe back at the beginning of the ride.
So our attraction, it's, I don't know if you guys know this, but all the circuses would winter in Florida down in the Sarasota area. That's why the Ringling Museum is down there in Sarasota. Florida is got very deep circus roots. So this is going to be the Ringling Circus. We contracted with them for their name because now they're no longer doing a circus. So we're going to bring the Ringling Circus and the Three Ring Circus to Epcot. We're going to have we're going to be cruelty free, the circus. That's one of the reasons why circuses are going to the wayside. So we're going to just abuse humans instead of animals. We've got a human cannibal, escape artist, contortionists, fire eaters, the flying Willendas. We'll do high wire acts and trapeze acts. We'll have creepy clowns, sword swallowers, a strong man, and we will attract people to come to the big top and see the Three Ring Circus in the Florida Pavilion and relive their childhood. We'll have popcorn and peanuts and things like that.
You don't think it's cheating having a creepy clown? Yeah, because that's Steve.
Don't be mean to Steve. Steve is so fair and wise. What are you talking about, Rick?
He's so smart, isn't he?
He's the smartest man. Yes.
No.
He married Sheila.
Okay, well, you lost it on that one. I was about to award the blue ribbon.
Wow. I thought I was on one of the pig farms in Ohio. I was going to have to get my boots out. All right, Bill, Annette, what does New Jersey have for us? I can't do it.
It's pronounced New Jersey. It's after the section of England, Old England, called Jersey. You also might know a Jersey cow. It's not New Jersey. No one calls it New Jersey.
I thought it was named after a cow.
Yeah, I don't know what it's named after. Okay, let's see if I can do this. Our attraction is called the Great Garden State Parkway Weekend Escape. So we're retracing the summer, I guess it would be weekly, drive down the Garden State Parkway as the persons in North Jersey travel down to the beautiful shore areas we have. So we're going to start out up at the north part of the parkway, like exit 135. But, you know, we're in New Jersey. Now you got me saying it. So we have to, you know, you got to fill up before you head south. So we're in New Jersey. So you have the cast members, because, you know, Jersey girls and guys don't pump their own gas. So you stop at the gas station and get your cup of coffee and have the attendant pump the gas for you, because that's how you do it, the right way to do it. So you get on the parkway, but we're up in the north section of Jersey. So, you know, it's kind of like, imagine it like rock and roll roller coaster. So, you know, you're driving down it, you're listening to Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run, but, you know, you're in North Jersey, so sorry. Unlike rock and roll, you don't start out really fast. You get on the parkway and you're driving 5 miles an hour for 30 minutes. I'm sorry, it's boring, but, you know, it is life. But you get going, okay? And then you get past the what we call the Benny Hill, where all the Bennies come down across the big bridge that crosses the Raritan River, not the Rahway River. So then we pick up speeds, and that's where you're going, you know, speed limit 65, but, you know, we're going 85, we're going 90. Until you see a state trooper, then you go down to, you know, 35, because even though it's 65, you have to go down to 35 because, God forbid, you go the speed limit. And you continue on down the parkway at a breakneck speed, going in and out traffic. You can't just stay in your lane. You got to crisscross, go over this one, see which lane's faster, go over there. Continue on down. We're going down to way south Jersey to the Wildwoods, is another beach community. Traffic's backed up because, of course, it's Friday on a summer weekend. So we get off because the GPS program tells us there's a better route if you go get off. But, you know, we get off the parkway, let's say, it doesn't matter what mile point, 69. And we take a detour. All of a sudden, we're on a dirt road. Well, I guess it's more of a sand road going through a forest. The Pine Barrens, that's where the pineys come from. We're going through the Pine Barrens. Oh, all of a sudden it gets dark because of all the traffic. You're in the Pine Barrens at dark. What's in the Pine Barrens? Everyone from Jersey know who lives in the Pine Barrens. It's the Jersey Devil. You know, the hockey team. There's a reason why they're called the Jersey Devils. it's, you know, I guess our skunk monster, whatever that Florida people have kind of version of that, with half bird, half beak. I mean, half bird, half dragon, half everything you can think of. And you're down the Pine Barrens and the Jersey Devil's chasing you. So, you know, we had that adventure going through the woods, the pines through there with the Jersey Devil chasing us, scaring us all and popping out this and there. And, you know, because everyone's upset because Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was removed. So we're going to bring that back a little bit and, you know, and be a little somber here. But the Jersey Devil's going to, I'm sorry, he's going to kill you. So you're going to go down to hell. Just like, you know, I'm not bringing anything up. This wasn't Mr. Toad's Ride. You go to hell. Who do you see in hell? Bring it in. The cast of the Jersey Shore.
Jeez. Oh,
so then you get out, you know, you do that. You get off the ride. You go, I can't believe I spent 3 hours in line for that. But okay. So you get off the line. And because every awesome Disney ride, where you get off when you get off an attraction or a ride into a gift shop. So then you're going to get off the gift shop. It's going to be one of the Parkway service areas themed like that. So what are you going to go into the area? There's going to be, you know, Roy Rogers, whatever. You can get food in this. But the gift shop where you have the stuff you can buy. Why not buy? You're in New Jersey. You're in South Jersey. Why don't you buy a I Love New York shirt? Still don't understand it, but that's what they have for sale in there. So you could buy whatever love you knew. You could buy a picture, you know, whatever you want. New York's, you could buy it there because, you know, you're in South Jersey. So that's the attraction we have. I'm not really selling this very well, but it's New Jersey. We love it. But here's the big thing. We're going to get into our music or our stage show. A lot of people might not know this, but we have some of the greatest musicians that ever lived that came out of the Great Garden State. We got Bruce Springsteen. We got Bon Jovi. We got Sinatra. We got Lauryn Hill. And a bunch of other ones I can't think of right now. So what we're going to do, we have one of the greatest arenas for all these performers, which I've actually seen Bruce Springsteen. He was like about an inch tall because I was in the bleeding nose sections. But, well, it's MetLife Stadium, and that is where the – explain this one to me. We're in New Jersey, remember? The New York Jets and the New York Giants play there.
Mm-hmm.
They practice in New Jersey. I think their headquarters are in New Jersey. Not quite understanding this one, but, you know, this is the Jersey thing. So that's where we're going to do it. MetLife Stadium. So we got a sponsor there.
Is that what used to be known as the Meadowlands?
Yeah, it's in the Meadowlands. That's exactly where it is, Meadowlands Stadium. And that's exactly where it is, the Meadowlands of New Jersey. So that's where we're going to have concert there. We're going to have Bruce Springsteen perform. I mean, of course, it could be cover bands. Bruce Springsteen cover bands, Bon Jovi cover bands, Sinatra cover bands. And we also could do like the Jersey Boys. Help me in it. Who is it?
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
There you go.
That's it. We also have Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. I was trying to avoid her, but yeah. She sings so loud.
She, no, she was from here, though.
Yeah, she is from, I think, East Orange, New Jersey.
East Orange. Yeah, East Orange.
We also have Skid Row. Did you know they're from Tom's River?
Skid Row, yes.
I yep.
Know so, them quite well.
So yeah, so that's gonna be our musical entertainment there. And of course, because everything is traffic in New Jersey, you need to spend another 3 hours sitting in traffic trying to get out of the Meadowlands, because, you know, they added an extra, no one gets to care about me, they added an extra lane that merges right after the lane ends at the turnpike. It makes no sense. So you're gonna sit in traffic for another 3 hours. I think that covers it. I'm not doing a very good job of winning this, but Steve's gonna vote for me because, you know.
Yeah, you did a great job, Bill.
Let's start with New Jersey. The Great Garden. I didn't get it all written down.
Great Garden ride. State. Oh no, it's actually, that's the Great Garden State Parkway Friday.
Okay, I had it right. The Great Garden. Blah blah blah. Oh. Okay. I liked it. I think it's a good idea. I think you should have this gas station, like a Buc-ee's. Anybody seen a Buc-ee's? Mm-hmm. Saw my first one a few weeks ago. Amazing.
Those are from Texas, though, so.
Yeah, but they're in Alabama now. And they're,
okay.
We have Wawa's and Quick Checks. That's what we know. We don't have any Buc-ee's.
Okay. So anyway, I think you got it right with Mr. Toad. And the New Jersey Devils. You got to kind of mesh those things in because they're both from hell. And that's coming from a Hurricane fan. Sorry. So, I like the fact that your stage show, I think you could really kind of get it more appropriate to New Jersey. Like maybe like a, what do you call that when you search for things? Scavenger hunt. Yeah. You could have a scavenger hunt and maybe someone would find Jimmy Hoffa.
I thought he was in the Meadowlands.
No, he's under the Pulaski Skyway where he is now.
See, last that's what I mean. Let's find him. Come on. Come on, Jersey. Let's get
I heard he was buried under the Meadowlands as well. Yeah. I heard he was actually cemented into the stadium.
Yeah.
That's what I had heard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, get that scavenger hunt going. And to top it off, the last thing I remember hearing was Skid Row. So, okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Florida, the Okeechobee Lakes, full of gators and Florida Man. That's really neat because the Florida Man is only the second scariest person. Then you would have to have the most scariest, which is his mother-in-law. So, that's just Tyron Chiel.
Yeah, I thought you were going for the governor, but that's a better cover there.
Yeah. So that is really...
That fits into the circus category.
I was going to say, yeah, the big top circus. That goes back to Walt.
Scary clown.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then I would fit that. But, that goes back to Walt. Walt tried doing that in the late 50s. Tried to get a circus there at Disneyland, and it didn't really quite come out. But that's a good ode and knockback to, Walt's earlier dreams. So, and then Ohio, we have the Lake Erie Monster. I like the idea with the Legos. Animals rock. You could do just like they did on Johnny Carson. You could get a marmoset, put it on people's head, and yeah, just like with Johnny Carson. And you don't have to have Jack Hanna, RIP. But you could really, I know they could really do a really cool animatronic with Jack Hanna and lots of things you could do. Plus, you have the Lake Erie Monster ride, which opens you up for either Monster Energy Drink, money and sponsorship, or even Monster Energy and NASCAR to make visits. So that's really cool. So... Oh, these are all so good. All right, I'm just going to have to go with, on this one, New Jersey, you had the most ideas, so I'm going to give you the red. Ohio, I like the ride thing, so you're going to get the blue. And then Florida, it was a tight race, but you do get a ribbon. Isn't that great?
We participated.
Yes. Everybody gets some medal.
Just to make sure here, blue ribbon's first, and we're first, so we should have got the blue ribbon. Did you make a mistake there?
Yeah, probably did.
Okay, I think he's right. Sure.
I think you lose points for arguing with the judge.
I heard him.
No, correctly. I was just clarifying, I think where's the Disney Ducks podcast people? I'm just going
to
mute them.
For he me. Was just giving you extra credit to not be last place because you had a lot of ideas.
If you throw enough spaghetti at the wall, something will stick.
You know this whole thing was my concept, so if we don't win, I'm going to take it to another podcast. So dude, just think about that.
So who's really first, Steve? So I can...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, so blue ribbon went to New Jersey, red ribbon to Ohio, and the white, which is the prettiest, went to Florida. Isn't the white ribbon pretty?
All right. Thank you, Steve. Sheila, please mute him.
Muting? No.
All right. So we're going to take a short break here, everybody, to get to know a little bit about you guys and your podcast, if you have one. So Jeff and Carly are friends from... the Great White North of Ohio. why don't you just let us know a little bit about yourselves, why you like Disney, etc. And I think I've heard that you guys might be on a podcast.
We are? Oh my gosh. All right. So Harley and Jeff, we've been married for too long. We started going to Disney like as a couple on our honeymoon. And then we started taking our daughter when she was a year and a half. And that was the first time I had ever been on a plane. So I never really thought Disney was doable except, you know, on very long vacations, because from a drive from Ohio to Florida, it's about 16 hours. So that opened up a whole new world, Aladdin style. And we started going to Disney all the time and loved it. And that led to a love of all things Disney, which led to Run Disney events. And then we started the podcast from there. So Disney with the Ducks started at the end of January. So we're very, very new. If you listen to our episodes, please forgive my terrible editing skills, because everything I have learned from YouTube. And so, but it's fun.
Well, I have to say I'm a regular listener, and I think you do a great job with
that. Hey, we have one.
Bill doesn't listen, but Rick does. Thanks.
Hurry up and start the Patreon page. He likes to join those.
Oh my gosh, we have so many funny outtakes that
are not appropriate. Are
definitely not even close to a PG-13 rating. So I can't wait until we, you know, feel comfortable doing a Patreon, like we would actually have enough to offer. But oh my gosh.
Well, we've been doing it for 4 years and Sheila still won't let me get one started. So. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We're really excited and happy to have you guys on tonight.
We're having a ton of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, even if I think some of the judging has been questionable so far. But so
come on, the judge is questionable himself, so what do you expect?
Exactly. I don't know who picked them to be a judge, but she's a poor judge of character herself.
Or a great judge of character.
Or she just wanted to get a green card.
I could have sold that to her. I got people in Jersey.
Yeah. All right. So our next team is Dave and Tony Ann. You have been on our show before, but please, again, let us know all about you.
Well, I'm Tony Ann. We live in Florida. I just actually got a private message from Sheila saying that I am one of the new hosts of Monorail Tales, that there was a spot that just literally opened up because Rick, I think part of the thing is I have to let you know that she just let you go.
Bye-bye, Rick. Bye-bye.
No.
All right, so am I going to be on the team with Dave now?
Yeah, Dave needs a new co-host. So he's taking applications.
I think Sheila kicks off Rick about 3 times at least a week, so don't get too excited.
I shouldn't let my seat get, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you've been on the show at least twice, so that's practically a co-host invitation right there.
There you go. Dave and I are brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Actually, our spouses are brother and sister. I'm married to Dave's wife's brother, if that makes sense. It's a family deal we got going with our podcast, The Disney Crush. If I didn't say it, The Disney Crush. And we have been doing this 4 years. We got 230-something episodes, I guess, and we just have a lot of fun. We don't take ourselves very seriously. We live semi-locally, so we go a lot. So a lot of our trips aren't about killing ourselves, ride, open to close anymore. We do a much more laid-back approach to Disney, and we talk about it on our show a lot. So we also have a great community of friends on Facebook called the Friends of the Disney Crush, where you will often find Rick and Bill using language you probably don't hear them using on Monorail Tales.
So. What?
That's my safe place. Come on.
We have a lot of fun there. And we so please join us if the mood strikes you.
If the mood strikes you or the mood strikes you?
What?
Mooch.
The mood. If the mood strikes you.
If you're in the mood, join the crush.
Join the crush.
It's her accent.
He's got an accent.
Tony Ann.
And sometimes I let Dave talk.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. One of your all's favorite, my favorite bits of the show is the good, the bad, and the ugly of Facebook.
Yeah, because I belong to way too many Disney Facebook groups, and they make me crazy sometimes. Some of the questions and some of the things that come out of people's mouths. People, they're ridiculous on Facebook sometimes.
Really, Tony Ann, I never realized that you had that. I never knew that about you.
That I get upset at
no, that you are on too many Facebook pages.
I'm in way too many Facebook groups. I've been banned from a few, actually.
Yeah. Sorry. It's a personal thing that we get entertained by Tony Ann's. Yeah, but that's a different story.
If you want to get on some good Facebook groups, Tony Ann, you need to join the parents of the Disney College Program students.
Oh really?
My gosh. It's like a helicopter parents' worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these things that they say just blow me away. Anyways, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
You know, if I have to give up my seat at the table, I'm glad it's going to you.
I can never leave Dave.
And not Bill. I mean, you can be on more than one podcast, right?
Kevin Curtis Allen is on like 5 now.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, if you're giving up that seat, you mind wiping it off first?
Thanks. No, I want to leave something behind for people to remember me by. All right. Bill and Annette.
You want me to go
first? Yeah, let Annette go first. Okay. Let us know about you, Annette.
Okay. Well, Bill and I are not a couple. We're just friends, just so you all know. I met Bill on a Monday night podcast called WDWPOV with Jeff Molitano. Mm-hmm. And Bill and I would comment back and forth. And then somehow he was on my friend list. And one day I looked on there and said, where do I know this guy from? And I realized it was there. But ironically, he lives in a next town over from me. So we've become friends, personal friends, as well as online friends. As far as myself, my Disney thing goes all the way back to when I was a little girl watching The Wonderful World of Disney as a little tiny girl and always wishing that I could go to Disneyland. I also remember watching the NBC live broadcast of Mary Martin in Peter Pan and the Cinderella broadcast on NBC, the original ones that were on. So I go back pretty far because I am pretty old. Always loved Disney. When I got married in 1989, my future husband and I were trying to decide where would be a good honeymoon place to go. And we were, you want to go here? Do you want to go there? Hawaii, this and that. No. We both just popped up and said, let's go to Disneyland. So we took a trip out to California and went to Disneyland. I remember very little about the trip, except that we drove from San Francisco to Anaheim. Took us 2 days because we took the coast road, and by the time we got to Disneyland, we were exhausted. So that's that. Been going to Disney World since 1992, and we do that annually, except during a pandemic. Then we wait 2.5 years. We have a daughter who's 27 years old. She's my Disney princess. She's auditioned for Disney many times in New York City. Very, very difficult to get those singing parts down at Disney and those princess parts. Aside from that, not too much else to say about me. I am retired. I used to be in the hotel business. And now I just kind of chill.
You also have a thing for Universal Parks, don't you?
Oh, yes. I forgot to say that. Thank you for reminding me. I do have a Facebook page called Universal Parks Insight. Universal Studios Parks Insight. We just reached a little over 2,500 members. No one is active on there. I have to wake them up. I don't know what to do to get them active. So if any of you are on there already or are joining, please get on there and ask questions and advice, whatever you can do to get this group going, because I think they're all brain dead. I love them all, though, but I can't get a rise out of anybody. I don't understand that, because I do like the dark side. I love Universal Studios. I love especially the Universal Monsters. And that's about it for me.
I think Tony Ann can probably give you advice on how to get people to interact and stuff by doing negative hot takes and stuff like that.
I would take any advice, positive, negative, otherwise. Any advice. I've tried. I inherited the page from a young man who was going on to college. I was on his page, and I would always get on there and ask questions and try to talk to people. And then one day he said, I'm going off to college. I'm doing this. He makes movies and things on the side. Do you want to admin? I was like, yeah, of course I do. And I took it over. We had about 300 members at that time, and now we're up to 2,500. Which I think is a pretty good amount. I don't know. I don't go poking around to see what other groups are doing, but I think that's a decent amount of people, but they just don't interact. You know, I try.
Bill.
Yes.
Do you podcast or anything?
No.
I dabble in it. I'm part of this little podcast you may have heard called Monorail Tales.
Never heard of it.
You can find us on any of your podcasts. I never forget what they are called, like Stitcher and those things. That you
Catchers.
Find. Catchers, thank you.
You're welcome.
We also have a website, monorailtales.com. And we have a Facebook group called Monorail Tales. I think it's Monorail Tales. That, you know, same with Annette. It started out a little slow, but we've got the right group of people. And we have some good contributors that come on and you know, post some good comments, good pictures and stuff like that. And it's kind of taken off in the last couple of years or year or so. I don't know. It's all
playing together. If you want a little bit of snark, Bill's the one to give it. Or one of the ones that gives it.
Yeah. But we behave ourselves. We're, you know, I save all my interesting stuff for other groups that I come.
Yeah, he comes over to my group and uses bad words.
Yeah, I pollute other podcasts. I mean, other groups. But you know, we're a safe place, and we have, you know, we keep it PG. So that's about me.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us. I'm really interested to see who's going to win. Going into the last two rounds, I just want to give you an update on the score. It's a three-way tie, so it's anybody's game. All right, so let's see here. We're on round three, dining. A restaurant, a table service restaurant, and a counter service restaurant. So, Jeff and Carly, what does Ohio have to offer?
I'll start with our quick service restaurant that we're doing. We're going to do a Cincy Chili restaurant sponsored by Skyline Chili. So Skyline Chili is kind of big in Ohio. I'm not sure if you guys have that in your areas or anything, but basically it's chili. You got chili.
Not quite chili. It's a little.
It's like a loaded
spaghetti.
Chili. They have that
spaghetti
too.
Spaghetti with chili on top.
Then you can get spaghetti with chili on top, and then cheese, and then onions. And so it's just kind of, it's like a loaded spaghetti and loaded chili. You can go on fries. So, and then for dessert inside the Cincinnati Chili place, we are going to have like plussed up Buckeyes. So the little chocolate with the peanut butter inside it, but we're going to make it a little fancier.
Bougie Buckeyes.
That's a big word.
I know, but I like it.
Yeah. so they could have like special like pepper on top of them. It'll give it a little bit of kick. Maybe have some alcohol infused ones, just some variety, just not the normal straight Buckeyes. But we'll have some plussed up ones there too.
Well, since it's Ohio, are the alcohol infused ones going to have Natty Light in it?
That is the beer of choice in Ohio.
Is it really?
I'm sure.
Or PBR.
Light. Oh, that's too classy for us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we are the Buckeye state, so we definitely had to showcase the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't let me put Brutus as my mascot, so.
Shame on her. I have to tell you that we have Cincinnati chili once a week in our house.
Okay.
See, this would be perfect for you.
Too bad you're not the judge.
You had me at Buckeyes. I'm just telling you right there. You already got the blue ribbon from me. If I have any influence over Steve, which I don't.
So you do us no good, Rick Forbes.
I know.
So, the Cleveland area has some really amazing restaurants, and one of them has been actually owned in the past by Michael Simon. He's had quite a few restaurants in the Cleveland area because he is from Cleveland. And if you're not familiar with Michael Simon, we're talking, you know, Food Network, Iron Chef, like he is the amazing chef. So we have wrangled him to get on board with a restaurant in the Ohio Pavilion called Playing with Fire, which is actually the name of one of his books. And this restaurant would be a signature dining experience, but it would be a monthly cook-off restaurant. So when guests come into the restaurant, they are going to get a menu prepared by Chef Michael Simon and then a menu prepared by another signature chef, another maybe an Iron Chef, another host off the Food Network, anything that we can come up with where, you know, they would get a blue menu and a red menu and they would get to pick whatever appetizer, entree, and dessert they want from either menu. And then at the end, they would give points. And each cook-off would run for the whole month. So at the end of the month, whichever chef had the most points would win, and it would be kept on a scoreboard outside, very, you know, in the theme of the football Hall of Fame kind of scoreboard thing.
So think like Hell's Kitchen kind of style there.
Yeah. And he's kind of famous for his Lola fries. Lola was the name of one of his previous restaurants. So there's French fries. Some are poutine French fry dishes, which is, you know, pretty popular in Epcot. Some of them are Parmesan fries. They've got pulled pork fries. He's an amazing chef with burgers. So beef, regular burgers, bacon burgers, turkey burgers, veggie burgers. He's got all the burgers. And then the Polish boy is on the menu, which is the Ohio take on a po' boy sandwich. So it's actually kielbasa, fries, and coleslaw on a hoagie with some special sauce on top. And then it's got to be a signature experience. It's got to be an Epcot. So it's got to have wine and beer. And if you've ever visited Ohio, I just thought this was a normal thing in all the states, but apparently not. We have an excessive number of wineries and breweries, I'm guessing, because there's really
nothing else to do in
Ohio. So the entire bar menu would include local Ohio beer and local Ohio wine just from our state. So the Playing with Fire competition restaurant.
I'm down for it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll just have to wait a few minutes to see what Steve says.
He's going to love it.
Yeah.
I bribed him. I sent him a Venmo payment already.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm just lost.
I am kept on mute.
Yeah.
Steve cannot get out of his cage.
Thank goodness. All right. Dave and Tony Ann, what kind of food will Florida offer us?
All right. I'm going to start with the quick service. The quick service is called the Siesta Key Grill. We're going to have, Florida is famous for our Cuban sandwiches, so we're going to serve Cuban sandwiches. We're also going to have some quick bites, like we'll have Gator Bites, and we will have alcohol at this little booth. We're going to serve Miami Vices. You guys know what Miami Vice is? Those are pina coladas down one side of the glass and raspberry daiquiris down the other side of the glass. They're called Miami Vice. Kind of like the pina coladas they sell at Disney, but this is, they're called Miami Vice. Veronica loves them.
I might have changed my vote. I'm sorry.
And the we're going to have a signature dessert at that you can get at the quick service so that everybody will rush to the Florida Pavilion to try it. It's called Sour Orange Pie. And we're going to tie into that theme of the circus again, because the crust is going to be made with Barnum's animal crackers. That's what the crust is made of. And it's called Sour Orange Pie. It's like lemon meringue, but it's a little bit sweeter than that. It's really good. It's Florida, old Florida famous pie, the Sour Orange Pie. If you want the recipe, I can get it for you. It's from America's Test Kitchen. It's really, really good. So, So that'll be our quick service. The Gator Bites, the Cuban sandwiches, Miami Vice, sour orange pie. So please come join us at the Siesta Key Grill. David has our table service.
Okay, our sit down is going to be called Hemingway's. Now, this is going to have a great Key West feel, of course, because Hemingway spent a lot of time there. And in Hemingway's, you're going to have plaques on the wall with some of his work, The Snows of Kilimanjaro, Green Hills of Africa, Islands in the Stream with a song playing for Tony
Ann. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Okay, I just lost points for that.
The Short Happy Life of Francis McComber. And To Have and Have Not. There'll be sayings on the wall from all over the place for him. And cats, too, because, you know, Hemingway and his cats. We're going to serve blue crab. We're going to have snapper. We're going to have grouper, of course, scallops. And, of course, the Florida beef, because Florida is one of the largest cattle-producing states in the United States. So we'll have a lot of good Florida beef there. And our dessert is going to be a key lime pie. And we're going to have signature drinks, tequila sunrises, Bloody Marys with sugarcane in them, because we're known for our sugarcane. And this is going to be the appetizers. We're going to have a smoked mullet dip and oysters for appetizers. I want to go the Hemingway's.
Yeah, it's going to be like old wood. You know, you could smell the place. It just like it's just old wood. And
do they serve just six-fingered cats?
No, this is going to be a signature classy place, Rick.
Oh, so they discriminate against cats.
Oh, the cats are in the back where you throw all the scraps, you know.
Okay. As long as they're taken care, you'll get extra points with Steve for that.
Yeah, if you want a cat, we get you a cat. Hey.
Well, Hemingway loved cats, so we're gonna have cat, you know, pictures of cats on the walls.
There you go. All right. Now, I don't know what kind of food we can expect to get from the Garden State, but let's see what Bill and Annette's gonna offer.
Okay, Rick, I guess we lost connection with Annette. You know, it is Jersey, who knows, maybe she got offed. Or maybe who knows, it's Jersey. So I will I'll take over for now. For the, she was going to do the quick service and sit down, but we're going to do the quick service, which we're going to do like New Jersey's famous for their boardwalks, and so we're going to do like a boardwalk theme. So you walk up, imagine, well, first of all, you're on a boardwalk, you walk up to a stand there, and you're going to have a pizzeria stand. So you're going to get, I don't know if anyone else does this, but we do the pizza by the slice. So they'll have like all the pies sitting there out on the counter, well, behind glass, of course. And you'll point to the piece of slice, you know, pizza you want, if you want, you know, a slice of pepperoni or plain or, you know, any sausage or any other combination you can think of. And they put it in the big ovens and warm it up. So that's the first choice of the quick service.
I can hear you all now. I'm back.
I'm
sorry, I lost connection.
Okay. And she's back.
I'm back.
So yeah, we have the pizzeria there on the boardwalk. You can get your pizza pies by the slice. The other thing is we have sausage and onions on a hard roll sandwich. So you get there, you get that. That's the biggest thing about the boardwalk for me. It's like you walk up and you could smell that the sausage and onion on the grill just sitting there in piles, warming, keeping warm. That smell just gets you hit. You know, you have the salt air smell, you have the sausage and onion, and that always, I mean, hits me. I always have to get a sausage and onion on the boardwalk. So you're going to get your sausage and onions. And for our dessert choice is, you got two dessert choices here. First one is, and Annette, you correct me if I say this wrong, is the nice Italian Zeppoli's dessert, which is a delicious combination of fried dough and sugar. I mean, how can you go wrong with that, powdered sugar? Or, little known fact that New Jersey hosts the blueberry capital of the world in Hamilton, New Jersey, where you get the Garden State part of it, is we do have a great blueberry crop that we do. So, you know, what best better to do with the blueberries than a blueberry cobbler with a side of ice cream? Actually, it's not ice cream. I'm sorry. It's custard, frozen custard from Coors, which is another great place. We're going to bring those in a sponsorship that is on the Jersey Shore that you can get frozen custard. So that's our quick service. Our sit-down dinner. We're in Jersey, so you're going to picture it. Come with me. Sunday dinner. You're going to go to Nana's house for our good, and I think Tony Ann might agree with this one or Phil on this one. You're going to go to Nana's house for a nice Italian Sunday dinner. The gravy, which translates to red sauce or marinara for everyone else. It's been sitting on the stovetop since the beginning of the morning. You got the meatballs in there, and you're going to sit down, and you know, it's home. Of course, it's family style dinner that we're going to have here in Nana's kitchen. And it's kind of like you picture with the place where you in Hollywood Studios where you
Mama Melrose?
No, the 50s diner place that you go and they yell at you.
50s prime time?
Yeah.
So this is the Italian version of that?
Yeah, it's Italian version, Sunday dinner version of that, where you sit there and of course your mom's gonna sit there and question every
decision you've made in life.
Your life, exactly. So you're gonna get that good Italian guilt.
Sunday Skypes with my mom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't have to be Catholic, but you get that Catholic guilt built into it. So, but you get you know, so you're gonna have, because Italians, and I married into a part Italian family, and I always couldn't figure out that there's going to be tons of food. I mean, even for Disney sales, you're going to have so much food left over on that table, you don't know what to do with, because if you're Italian, I guess you just make sure you cook, you know, you're cooking for a party of five. No, you cook for a battalion coming, you know, an army battalion. So there's going to be lots of food for you to just decide. And we're going to bring, you know, the Jersey style food, you know, the good stuff, the good meatballs, the good pasta fazool and gabagool and all the other Italian names I can't think of. Mozzarella, that's it. Mozzarella, you got to have mozzarella. And so the cavadel and broccoli. Gavadil, that was a cavadel and broccoli, which does not, if you spell it, does not. Whatever, that's besides why. I moved to New Jersey. I'm like, first thing I like was, it's broccoli and some kind of noodles, gavadil. And it's spelled like C-A-V-V, whatever. I'm like, how do you say gavadil when it's spelled like that? But, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I think I'm done with it. That's our sit-down dinner. I mean, sorry. With your mozzarella and spaghetti.
I love hearing Bill speak Italian.
I know.
It's so authentic.
Well, it's not real. Yeah. Okay.
No, the pizza pie. Yeah.
Annette, do you approve of those choices?
Yes, I do. Billy's pretty awesome. I like listening to him on the podcast. How do you do?
She's on me.
Oh.
All right. Well, while Annette's getting that figured out, let's bring our judge in and see what type of commentary he has on it.
Okay. Bill, you did great. But I think I'm going to take the Gordon Ramsay view on this one. Okay? Love you.
He just left the conversation.
Oh, no, he's back.
So, Bill, if you didn't hear it, I'm just going to take the Gordon Ramsay view. Just want you to be prepared. So, obviously you've got gabagooly, mozzarella, good stuff. Is this a family thing? It's Italian. It's Sunday dinner. My God, you donkey. You've got sausage and onion sitting out in the boiling sun all day long. What the hell? What are you trying to do? You're trying to poison my people. This is not going to work. Pizza slice. Oh, brilliant. You just unimaginable, brilliant things that you've come up with tonight. Oh, I did like the ice cream or custard. Which one is it? Ice cream or custard? There are two different types of things.
If it's Coors, it's custard.
Custard has an egg in it. Custard has an egg in it.
It's all poison. I know.
And see,
here's a lesson for you. All the time.
Frozen custard, like, I think it was either Annette or Tony said, because you both sound Italian to me. I can't understand the two of you. I mean, can it differentiate?
It was Annette, Bill.
Okay. Is custard has the egg in it, so it stays hard or at a lower temperature. So when you can taste the flavor
spec. Stop. Get out of my kitchen. Get out. Annette, please.
Yes.
We're probably going to have to let you fill in for Bill.
Why? What happened to him?
Oh, no. You disappeared.
I disappeared. My connection is shaky. I can hear you guys sometimes. And then
so is your partner.
No, he's shady. The connection is shaky.
It's the same thing. Are you... I'm sorry. Are you arguing with me?
Listen, I heard him pronounce some of those Italian words, and I thought he did pretty well with the mozzarella.
I'm English. I know how to pronounce these.
Are they fries or are they chips?
Okay, now we're getting into a touchy situation. I'm going to have to lose that accent. Actually, that was a lot of fun. We did miss you.
I'm sorry. I missed you guys too, because I wanted to hear how Bill was going to pronounce the word Zeppeli. Did he mention Zeppelis?
Yes.
We couldn't understand.
Right now
we're missing Bill.
He said Zeppelis too.
Okay, because we don't call them Zeppelis. Most people do. We just call them Zeppels.
Okay. We're missing Bill right now, but I promise I will aim better next time.
Okay. Well, we have really lousy weather over here. We've been in rain and wind all day, so maybe he lost his connection from that too.
I'm on LinkedIn looking for a different podcast to join.
I'll be kicked off of our soon, Bill. You'll hear later, but you can join them maybe.
Cool.
I'm just plain quitting.
Oh no, you can't go, Sheila.
I might come back. Okay, so next up we have the Florida Siesta Key Grill. Gator bites. That's kind of touchy because I've been bit by a gator and it doesn't
feel very good.
No, it kind of hurts. I mean, it was small, but anyway. So we're having dessert, a sour
orange pie. I'll send
you. Oh, yes, it's sour orange. I can't read my own writing. Sour orange pie, and the crust is made with animal. What?
Animal cracker. Barnum animal crackers.
Crackers. Okay.
Yes. People make crust with graham crackers. We're going to make it with animal crackers.
I miss them.
Okay. I'll buy you some, Bill. I mean, Steve. Now I'm going to be in trouble.
And I think I like the idea. Let's see, the table at Hemingway's. The smoked mullet dip should be served by Joe Dirt in a mullet. Just an idea.
Absolutely.
Just an idea. And also, all of your maitre d's should be cats. And actually, this shouldn't be a table service. This should be a cat cafe. All right, and now we have Ohio Skyline Chili. So, okay, let's award. No. No, I love Skyline Chili. No, yes, no doubt.
That was Jeff's pick, so yay, Jeff.
But I did like the idea of your Michael Simon restaurant. I think you could with playing with fire. Really cool. But let's bring in some other people too. Let's fillet Bobby Flay. Yes. Let's battle Batali. So, yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of things you guys could do on that. So.
And they have a history of that because Kat Cora used to have a restaurant at Disney. She's an Iron Chef. Morimoto has a restaurant there currently.
Yep.
So it's not like this isn't a new thing. It's just elevating it.
Yep. With Skyline Chili, absolutely. So, going back to Ohio gets my blue ribbon with the Skyline Chili. Coming in a close, what would that be? A
blue second? Red.
A close green, because it's close, because Florida gets the red ribbon. The blue and red make green.
You're colorblind, Steve. Purple. I mean, come on.
What?
Blue and red make purple.
Oh, jeez.
Not in my world.
Yeah, Steve is colorblind, for anyone that didn't know.
That's true. And then New Jersey, thank you for all that you did. And even for the short little absence with Annette, we did miss you.
Oh, thank you. I missed you all too.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you lost me, because the words I was saying were not very nice, but I lost my connection.
Oh, those are recorded. No, we got those. It's all right.
Oh, okay.
So, and New Jersey gets the white ribbon. So everybody gets a ribbon. Isn't that wonderful?
All right. Well, hopefully this last round will go a little bit quicker, because it's only one topic. Shopping. I love me some shopping, so I'm really interested to see what kind of merch you guys have. So, Ohio.
All right. So we're setting up our shops kind of like the UK Pavilion, where you have different shops that sell different things, and you can kind of flow from one to the other. So the first one we're going to have, we're going to call Jim Brown's. If you're not familiar with Jim Brown, he's pretty much the godfather of football. Born in Ohio, he was a coach for the Buckeyes for a while. He's a coach for the Browns, named after him after World War II. Paul Brown, or just, it's kind of the just a big thing here. So we're going to have Jim Brown's shop, or sports memorabilia shop. So you can kind of go through and grab jerseys and hats. Anything that reflects back to some of the football and the Hall of Fame things from years past and current as well. And then you can flow right from there into the Rock and Roll Records, which brings in the Hall of Fame side of things.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
A lot of vinyl in there you're going to be able to pick up. The actual...
Your band t-shirts.
Right. Like guitar picks maybe signed by different places. Maybe you'll have on the walls like the actual guitars.
Yeah, I'm envisioning kind of like the Galaxy's Edge.
Doc Ondar's.
Yeah, Doc Ondar's, but the rock and roll theme to it.
Right, so you have stuff you can buy, and then you have replicas, like the Galaxy's Edge lightsabers. You can buy the replica Pink Floyd guitar or something like that. So.
And then the last store, we would not be complete in Ohio without mentioning Amish goods in some way, because that is a huge draw, especially in our area, is Amish tourist season. So that one's going to be called the Farmstead, and that's where you can pick up your Amish crafts. So if you are just really dying to rock out in an Amish dress, or have an Amish doll, or have some very interesting wooden carvings, you go right for it. So all kinds of random flea market-esque items in the Farmstead Amish Crafts location.
And I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's Paul Brown, not Jim Brown. I apologize for that.
That's all right. We'll let it slide. Can we can we see Sheila in an Amish dress and a bonnet?
No, Sheila's too cool for that.
Are you saying that Amish dresses and bonnets are not cool?
I am saying they are not.
There go the Amish listeners.
Actually, I've always wanted to live the Amish life.
Yeah, that did, Jebediah. We're no longer listening to these people because they just made fun of us.
All right. Well, good deal.
I'll have you know, we have Amish down in Florida, too. Dave's house in Sarasota is right near a big Amish community. Right, Dave?
Absolutely. Yeah. Very close. See them all the time.
All over now.
Actually had some furniture made by them. They're absolutely amazing.
I mean, Jeff and Carly might have lost some points by not having an Amish buffet.
Really? That would be good.
It crossed our mind.
But
clearly we didn't need those points because we still won the food category with what we came up with anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is true. But all right. Dave and Tony Ann, what kind of merchandise are we going to see with you guys? We're going to see like gator tooth necklaces.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We're going to have Sunshine Treasures, which is going to harken back to the old roadside attraction back when people used to drive to Florida for vacation in the family car and stop on the side of the road
and there would be, you know, pink flamingos and you know, gator teeth and shark tooth necklaces, sand dollars, things like that, seashells.
Please tell me you're going to have little orange drink and little plastic oranges.
Oh, yes. And those things that you stick in the orange, those.
Yeah.
With the spikes, you stick in the orange and you try to suck on it and nothing comes out. Absolutely. Yeah. And the fruit drink out of the orange or the bunch of grapes, it was when we were kids. Absolutely. we're going to have things like coconut patties, and we're going to have sponges like tarpon from the tarpon sponge docks, where you get real sponges from the ocean. There was more, David. What'd you have? You had a lot of flamingos. You had flamingos. You kept saying flamingos the other night when we were talking.
Yeah, well, we're going to have little toys for the kids, little swamp buggies. We're going to have T-shirts that say skunk apes are real. We're going to have mullets for the kids to wear if you want to put a mullet on.
Oh, yes, a mullet wig. Absolutely.
Yep. Shirts, plaid sleeves, sleeveless shirts, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right. And tying back in the beginning, we talked about the Lilly Pulitzer. You will have the option to buy clothes like what our cast members are wearing. We'll have a little corner for a little classier clientele with some of the Lilly Pulitzer bright Florida colors and bags and purses and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
And Crocs are really big in Florida, so we're going to have flamingo Crocs.
Yes.
Nice.
It's called Gator Sunshine Crocs. Treasures. Write that down, Steve. Sunshine Treasures when you make your blue
Sunshine
ribbon.
Sunshine Treasures.
All right. So, Bill and Annette, what kind of merchandise are you going to sell? Concrete shoes?
Yeah, it's very stereotypical of you, Jeff. Jeff.
His name's Rick. His name's Rick.
I know.
I thought we had something special, Bill.
And whatever. Yeah, you hurt my feelings. You offended me.
We met.
No, I don't ever call my daughters the right names. We had Jeremy on the show, and I called him the Jeff the whole time. So, you know, it's just, that's how I am.
I'm glad I made that big of an impression on you, Bill.
Well, no, was it even here? Yeah, it was you.
Yeah, it wasn't even you, Jeff.
It wasn't even Jeff. It's Jeremy. Let's don't go there. Okay. I'm going to speak for Annette again because she's still having connection issues. So what we're going to do is, we're going to have, you know, your typical Disney plushes, the stuffed animals you can get, but you just can't go buy them. You have to go get a roll of quarters, take it up to the claw game. There's going to be a bank, big the claw games. Because, again, at the boardwalk, that's what you do. You go to the arcade and you play the claw game. So you have to win the stuffed animal. And or the other option is we're going to have a big roll bank of ski ball games. So you can earn tickets doing that, or other arcade typical games you can win tickets on and bring those tickets to the central booth. And you could buy your stuffed animals or other knickknacks that way. Our knickknacks are going to include, you know, replica beach badges for each of the great shore communities that are in New Jersey. You got Beachwood, you got Seaside Heights, Seaside Park, Lavalette, all these great places. And each one has their own little beach badge. Or you can buy, little knickknacks, seashells and stuff like that. And or the other things we're going to have is the Jersey Devil stuffed animal, which, again, it's not the Jersey Devils. I mean, the Jersey Devil hockey game, Steve, was hockey team was named for the Jersey Devils. But we're talking about a make-believe but real creature called the Jersey Devil. Or, excuse me, you got to tie in our mascot that we have, the seagull, with different food items. You know, of course, it's stuffed little plastic pieces. We're going to have them, you know, with a little piece of a boardwalk fry in his mouth, or your, how did you say it, Annette? Zeppole? No, not Zeppole. Your Zeppoles, or, you know, a whole, you know, the grand one is that whole big slice of pizza that is in his mouth. That's about it. We're going to lose anyway because Steve doesn't like me, so I'm done.
Steve loves you.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. I forgot. Sorry. Oh, late addition into this.
I can't believe this. We're on mute, right?
Yeah, we're muted, great. Steve. We're muted. Jeez,
when's he going to stop?
I don't know. He goes on and on.
He just stopped. Did he just stop?
Oh, hey.
Hey, all right. We're back on.
Oh, good. I didn't know where you guys were. You were muted there for a little bit. So I had one more item that I forgot. The most important thing is this has to do with our famous breakfast sandwich in New Jersey. The pork
Taylor
roll.
Taylor pork roll?
Pork roll, egg, and cheese, yes. We're going to have them in the stuffed animal or stuffed whatever they call version. Animal. Where you have a little piece of pork roll as stuff, a little cheese in a little roll. So you can get your pork roll and cheese stuffed animals in these claw games. That's going to be the coup de grace, as they say in France.
So I get a stuffed pork roll sandwich, but I don't get to eat one in your restaurant.
I know. Well, that's on the secret menu. You have to ask it. You can't call it. You got to call it pork roll. You can't call it Taylor ham. Call it Taylor ham. They're going to look at you and say, forget about it. Don't know what you're talking about.
Can anybody hear me?
It's yeah. Oh, yeah, we got you.
I caught that Taylor ham pork roll thing. Taylor ham is a no-no. That is a fight waiting to happen.
All right, what is this? Because I want to know.
Oh, my goodness. If you have a good supermarket in your area, where packaged cold cuts or lunch meat is sold,
yep.
You'll see giant rolls, and the brand name is Taylor, why they call it Taylor Ham. The brand name is Taylor, and it's pork roll, and it comes in a giant, what looks like a unsliced salami,
mm-hmm.
and it's wrapped in like a burlap. You slice it thin like you would slice, say, a slice of bologna. Put it on the griddle. Fry it up on both sides, not too much. You don't need oil because it kind of fries itself. And you put that on a hard roll with egg and cheese, and you've got it. And it's addictive, and it's high in cholesterol, and it's very fattening. I haven't had one in a long time because we're not eating meat anymore in my house.
All right. I had to hear about that. That may not make the show, but... It makes my belly. All right. Well, that really sounds good. I hope you do sell that in your shop and your restaurant also. That would be good. I like the idea of selling concrete shoes. That was good. Florida. Oh, you have coconut and sponges. Sponges from the ocean. I don't think that's legal, is it?
From the go to Tarpon Springs and you'll buy sponges from the sponge docks. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. You can buy them in New Jersey, too. Down in Cape May, you can buy sea sponges to put in your saltwater fish tanks if you choose to do so. But you can buy them.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Florida. Dave, the mullet wig will take over the Davy Crockett hats.
Absolutely.
You're done.
I didn't hear that one either.
That's going to go. You're going to make a ton of money. And I love the name Sunshine Treasures. Ohio, you have Jim Brown. I loved it. But not just his sports. Let's go to all of his movies, too. I'm sure you could even get him to come and do some signings. Because he is still alive. Because I did make a mistake earlier about Jack Hanna. I was confusing him with Marlon Perkins. They were all together. Jim, I forgot his name. Jim's the one that died. But Jack Hanna's still around. Thank you. So, but anyway, Jim Brown's selling Amish goods. I think that's great. I think, too, it would be really cool that you could rent an Amish team and the Rumspringa. I think that could really I think you could get a whole show on that. Or maybe that's already been done. I'm not sure. I just like to say Rumspringa. Rumspringa. I think that would be, sir, what would you like for dessert? Rumspringa. So for the final version tonight, the blue ribbon goes to Florida.
Yay!
Is that Jersey that just said yay?
No. Me. Okay. You just can't tell the difference between me and Jersey.
I don't know why.
Yell at the judge. So the red ribbon goes to New Jersey.
Yay!
And the white ribbon for Ohio, even though I really like Rumspringa. So, okay. So that's it for now. So someone has to tally up all the scores and give us the Rumspringa score.
Not Ohio. Ohio doesn't like math.
Jeff should know what the score is.
Yeah. I'll help you. Jersey's good. I'll tell you it up. Ready?
I have it counted up.
My calculation has Jersey winning.
No, Rick, go for it.
I figured yours would. Coming in with the white ribbon overall is New Jersey. Womp womp.
Oh.
Sorry.
Needs Rumspringa.
Yeah. If only they would have consulted with you first, Steve, they might have gotten more points. All right. Coming in second place, I'm kind of surprised. It's Ohio.
What?
Yes.
Really?
You're surprised that we came in second?
I was expecting you to take it all.
Yeah, they had.
Expecting it too.
This was if this was trivia, we had it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's Skyline Chili and Rumspringa.
So that means coming in first place is Florida.
Yay. Dave and I, you want to know something? We got together like three times about, I mean, we really, because we were sweating, because this is monorail to us. This isn't the Disney crush where you fly by the seat of your pants. You guys came on our show and you had like, you know, we're going to have to start off with a lobster bisque with Chervil on, you know, accompaniment. And, you know, so we had to try.
Yeah, that was, didn't we have to like have a restaurant or something? There you go. Florida is ranked up there with West Virginia for winning the pavilion contest.
That's awesome. I'll gladly stand next to West Virginia.
Before I pass it back over to Sheila, Bill already shared where everybody can find us, monorailtales.com. Jeff and Carly, where can everybody find you guys?
We are on Facebook, Disney with the Ducks. You can find us on Instagram at Disney with the Ducks. We even have a Twitter at Disney with the D1. And you can reach out to us, join the group, Facebook message, whatever you got to do. We are there.
We have a YouTube channel, too, of Disney with the Ducks as well.
Awesome. Yeah. And I think I follow at least most of it.
It's appreciated. Thank you.
Dave and Tony Ann, how can people find you?
You can find us at thedizzycrust.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. We do a live feed every other Tuesday at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, we're going to do this week. We're going to be on this coming week. Actually, I don't know when you're putting this out, so I don't
know. It's hard to tell. she's got a lot of editing.
This becomes one of the lost episodes.
Well, the next live stream we do is going to be on the 22nd. It's going to be about VIP tours, how to book one and what to expect. Mm. So even if you miss it live, it'll be on our channel.
All right. And let me put something out there real quick. All right. You guys just did the G3, you know, a big meetup down there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at meetups with Bill and Sheila and Jeff and Carly for the Edcot meetups that we did. I've heard that G3 maybe in September 2023, October-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody I know has a birthday in September.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who, me?
No. Yeah, Dave has one too. Ooh.
He's got a birthday in September.
Yours truly. Oh.
Nice.
Wow.
And both of my sons.
I slept with you and I didn't even know that.
Oh my gosh.
You need a better vetting process, Steve.
Not really. I don't care.
He married me. What can I say?
Not picky.
Sheila, I think you're closing the show tonight.
I'm closing out, yes. And I can't thank our wonderful, I don't even want to say guests, they're our friends.
Yeah.
The other thing I would like to thank Rick once again. Rick, you are amazing at doing these shows Steve, you're fired as a judge. You talk too much. Bill. Oh, is he gone?
I'm here.
Oh, darn it. I thought you left already. All right. God. Moving on. Annette, thank you. Annette, thank you so much for being part of this night.
And thank you, Sheila. Thank you for inviting me, Bill.
Oh, it was great to have you. And most importantly, I want to thank our listeners for staying in with us for the whole show here. We love you. Take care. Until next time. Say goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight, everyone.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Here goes Jill. Here goes Jill.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun, but now I've got
and thank you!